This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. As Kevin said, look, it's Saturday again. Here we are.
Yes.
Yes, huh? Doing our Auto Talk Radio thing. We appreciate y'all joining us this morning. As the announcer said with the cool voice, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're going to talk to you about it today for sure. So just give us a call. Jump on the phone. I hear the Garden Talk guys had to... lots of calls.
Lots.
So my goal is to always outdo them. So if everybody please call in. Yeah.
Yes.
But don't call about your plants because I don't know nothing about them. I'm just going to have to take notes and tell you. I'll talk to the garden guys and get back to you.
I literally had to tell you inside, hey, did you hear about the Mexican fruit flies? You were like, what? And then I was like, and I told you the story. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But when it comes to cars, you're ahead of them.
I still don't understand the Mexican fruit fly thing, but how did they get here? Did they fly across the border?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Smuggled.
But you said they're in Florida. How'd they get all the way to Florida?
No, scientists are predicting. I haven't heard.
Well, I think they transfer with fruit when fruits like import or whatever, right? I mean, that's their larvas, like, and that's, I'm sure, I'm just guessing, but I bet the garden guys could tell us.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. But I don't know. I'm not bringing any fruit from any other country in any way. And you know, when you visit other countries, on a little side note here, it has nothing to do with cars. A lot of times they like, where was, I forget what country it was. It was waiting to, where did we go?
Well, I remember.
Oh, I think it was Costa Rica. They had a dog that sniffs out any food.
Yes.
That's its job. So you can't bring food in, like, and they like stop you. It's like, they don't have, like, here in America we have drug dogs that walk around.
They have food dogs.
Yeah,
and I feel like you could just hire any dog for that job, but that's
probably probably that dog probably likes its job way better than the dog that's sniffing right? drugs, you know. So anyway, it is what it is.
When you come across the, like, into California, they do ask you, do you have fruits or stuff like that?
Oh yeah, yeah, from for fruits, and that's the reason why, because of the whatever fly problem they're having. Exactly. I don't know. I'm not, once again, I do not transport fruit ever. So not even a banana. So don't bring a banana. Don't bring an orange with you. Just leave them behind. So it's all good.
Yeah. They're not that much.
They're not that much. You can buy new ones in California, right?
Yeah.
All right. 1-888-344-1170. Folks, today we're talking about replacing your tires. Some money saving tips when doing so. Knowing when to change your tires, keep you safe on the road. Very important things. But like I said, we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related as far as that goes.
Can I say on that subject?
No.
I am. Oh, okay. Oh,
no. Go, okay. No, go ahead.
I'm just impressed with our technology these days. Like, I went to.
On tires?
Uh huh. Because I went to a tire shop and they literally only took a photo with an iPad to show what the tire treads look like. And it automatically calculates, okay, here you have this amount of inches. And then.
I'm surprised that you're surprised the age you are that there's an app for that.
Yeah, I did. Well, no, just looking at
about it, there's almost an app for anything, isn't there?
Yes, but what I'm saying is, in a photo, it's very disorienting sometimes because you could be standing right in front of a building so close, and yet in a photo, it makes it look like it's so far away, and yet this little device, this iPad, is able to exactly tell you, okay, your treads are way too low. You need to go get that tire replaced as soon as possible.
Kind of cool, huh?
I know, yeah. I'm very, very impressed. I hopefully you have a subject on that on today's lesson, because I'm really impressed with that kind of technology.
Well, you know, it's where we're at in the world. I mean, it's just one of those things. You know, there is an app for everything.
I remember I thought you had to do like a quarter, right? You put a quarter into the treads.
No.
Penny.
Lincoln's Head.
Yeah, Lincoln's Head.
So if Lincoln's Head the top of Lincoln's head, the treads right there, it's 230 seconds. And I got to be honest with you, that's like nothing. So your bet, my thing is, I mean, my tires get to 430 seconds, I'm putting tires on the car.
Gotcha.
So that's what I do. But you don't have to. You can do whatever you want. Matter of fact, you can run them until the steel cords are sticking out. It's just not safe. It's a bad idea.
I was going to say, back in the 50s, they sold tools that you can cut the grooves deeper in the tires.
Re-grooving. Well, and they also used to recap tires. Yeah. They still do with semis. That's why driving down the road, you'll see those big chunks of rubber laying in the middle of the road sometimes. The cap comes off of
the
tires.
They recap a bunch of car tires, too, still. Matter of fact, you know who...
Who recapped car tires?
United States Post Office.
Oh, gosh.
They do. I know somebody that works there, and he's like, yep, everything is recapped.
Yeah, but I don't know of any tire store that sells them to normal people. You don't go out, but and it wouldn't be that big a savings, I wouldn't think.
Oh, I was going to ask, is it because of a big savings?
Well, there. I guess the Postal Service, they own their own recapping facility, then I guess it would.
They don't.
And maybe those are weird size tires, too, so they're very expensive.
Nope.
How do you know?
Because you know that truck, the little truck that runs around?
Yeah, the weird little one.
It's actually on Grumman. An S10 frame.
But it's a Grumman or whatever.
Yeah, but it's an S10 frame, so it's got S10 rims on it.
An S10 engine in it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, it makes sense. So
it's a different body.
Did GM build all the chassis for them, sold them to Grumman, and Grumman put the bodies on?
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you know, one of those things you have to do. Yeah, very interesting, though. Oh. There's I was just looking through some. I got some good bulletins this week that don't have to do with tires, but there's a kit for the Dodge Rams 2010 to 2021 1500 gasoline fuel trucks where customers experience concerns, including hard to fill fuel tank, premature shut off the gas nozzle when fueling, the flow back of fuel when refueling. So there's a kit to actually fix this on these trucks. We've seen a lot of complaints of these. This is a good thing for sure. Great. Very cool. An EVAP dual vapor canister filter kit. It's important. Hey, if your truck won't take fuel, it's very important, right? So anyway.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than being at the gas station and you can't get gas into your car.
Or it takes you like 40 minutes to fill your tank up.
Click,
you
click.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, never fun stuff, huh? God, there's so many updates that come out. You know, just like technology, and Brendan was saying, there's so many updates that come out on different cars and things that, you know, if you technology is amazing because it's at our fingertips and we're always looking up these things, items, you know, when we're working on cars. And technical service bulletins are a lot of these.
It moves so quick, it's hard to keep up with, too.
Correct. And some of them, you know, like reprogramming, we've done a show before on, like, you know, some of these set, like there's a Toyota mill for Camry HV and RAV4 HV, which is hybrid vehicles may exhibit a mill on DTCP 0A7A and information code 122 generator inverter fail signal tech. There's all kinds of stuff that's comes out. It's good to have this stuff. It helps us fix your cars, but without it, people can be throwing parts at cars and everything else, get quite expensive, right?
Yep.
We don't want that, do we? So with tires, though, as Brendan was saying, you know, it's an app that looks at your tire and can tell you when you need tires. I can just physically look at them and tell you when you need tires, but, you know, if you need an app, you need an app, right, Brendan?
Yeah, but I'm impressed that you know it by heart. Like, okay, I could tell automatically right now, because sometimes I look at tires and I'm like, oh, man, the treads look pretty low to me. But they're like, no, because it's a different size tire, that I can still drive this for a little bit longer if I needed to as well.
Well, and you have to be careful with tires these days, because you might, a lot of them are lower profile and they're underneath the car, a lot of it.
Yep.
So it's hard to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and on the outside, it might be fine. The tire may be wearing on the inside. There's cords sticking out. You know how many times we put vehicles up on a hoist when we service them? That's when we really look at the tires. That's the best time.
Yeah.
And you can see the whole tire and spin it and stuff. And that's when you go, whoa, this tire's no good.
Gotcha. So. And you also taught me that there's also hybrid, like specific tires for hybrid cars too.
There are.
They're completely different and even more expensive on top of that.
They are. And if you don't put the hybrid tires on the car, often the gas mileage drops like a rock.
Exactly. That's what you told
me. Static electricity, all kinds of stuff.
There's all kinds of things that affect them. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yep. Yep. So we can talk a lot about tires. We're going to, for sure. But let's grab Bodie and see what he's got to say. What do you got to say to Bodie?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Got
you remember, used to... Tony the Tiger, the cereal guy.
Yeah,
I'm great.
Yeah, we don't have those anymore, unfortunately.
No, what happened was there was a company. Oh yeah, the cereal company, Kellogg's.
Yeah, Kellogg.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kellogg sued the other tiger that Tony the Tiger thing, so they stopped doing that. I think it was Exxon. Remember that Exxon used to have the tiger on, the picture of the tiger?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, Kellogg sued them and they got rid of the tiger.
Well, there you go. It is one of those things, you know.
Yes, life passing through.
Yeah.
I was listening I was listening to the radio yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and the announcer mentioned that there was an increase in the number of thefts of Hyundais because of something in the ignition system can be bypassed.
Security issues. You know anything about that? Yes, yes. Kias and Hyundais both were having the same problem. There's an update for it, though.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of cars are affected by it, but you're only affected if somebody tries to steal your car, apparently.
Well, yeah, a friend of mine's got a late model. I have her checked in with the dealer.
Yeah, if she's got a newer car. I forget the years. I wish I knew, but yes, there is a patch, I believe, that they just came out with recently to fix that or prevent that, I should say, is what they're doing.
And one of my questions is, you know, crooks aren't stupid. They're lazy. And I wonder, how the heck do they find the back door into the electronic system?
Well, these young people like Brendan spend a lot of time on a computer and they hack away and they tend to know how to do things and they figure out for them, it's kind of, I don't think that the crooks figure that out initially, the people go out, but what I do think is somebody that enjoys figuring those things out does it and then right. It gets out and then crooks use it. You know, as far as that goes, pretty sure the guy stealing your Hyundai is probably not the guy that figured out how to do that. As far as that goes, you know what I'm saying? So somebody that's pretty smart that probably is a programmer or whatever. I don't want to call them a black hat, but you never know. Maybe they're a white hat. I don't know. But they just and there's always people too looking for loopholes and things to figure things out. Some of these people work for some of these companies, though, also, you know, like their job is to see, is there any holes in this? Is there a problem with this? Is the security not good in this? You know, so unfortunately, some of the people that do it, then it gets out, obviously. So it is what it is.
And along that same vein is that there, you know, when the, I think it was Mercedes-Benz went to keyless, something where you just, you know, you press the key fob and the car would open.
Uh huh.
And the same gizmo would start it. I'm in a slight gray area, but you'll know how to figure it out. Mm. Is that the hackers either made or created a device? They can come up to a Mercedes, hit the button on their little gizmo, get in the car and steal it.
Yeah. So what it was is, so basically how the security system works on most cars, it's a pass system and there's a chip in the key and the car sends a signal to it. It goes through and the signal coming out the other side going back to the PCM has to be the proper signal as far as that goes. So if you figure out that code in the chip, you could bypass the system by creating a false sense to the system, which is what, and that the older Mercedes keys that you were talking about, the technology wasn't real. It's a lot more stringent now, obviously, with the key chips and stuff like that. It's a lot harder to do, but you can create and program keys on a car. I mean, if you're really good at this and you have the right equipment, but you also have to have a locksmith. You're supposed to have a locksmith security
License,
as far as that goes, or you know, be licensed to do this. I mean, like, we program right. keys for all kinds of cars all the time. We have software to do so. It's possible. I mean, you everything built out there to prevent you from doing something can be circumvented. There's no question about it. It's just how much energy right. and time do you want to put into it, you know? So that's why cars are still stolen, but only by people that are fairly smart, because it's not as easy as it used to be, if that makes sense.
It's not like a Volkswagen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
where you plug the light onto the coil and just turn the headlights on and bump start it, off you go.
Off you go, yeah. Back in the old days, a Volkswagen,
Yeah, right.
You put 12 volts of power to the positive side of the coil and bump start that bad boy, and you're driving down the road. You're good. So
all right.
We don't do that no more. Can't do that no more. Not with today's cars, but it takes a lot of energy. So anyway, good to hear from you, Bodie.
Stay well, gentlemen.
You too, my friend. Take care now. Bye.
Ciao.
So Bodie always has something interesting to add to the show, without question. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here, but give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Hey, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for small for the state of California. Working on year number 30 now. Boy, that's a long time, isn't it, Kevin? And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved. Out there in East County, taking care of folks, working on year number 10. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified out there in Central San Diego is what I call that. It's right centrally in San Diego. So working on 5 years there. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified for smog over there, right in the Golden Triangle, right across the freeway from where we're sitting right now, working on 4 years over there. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as we all believe in the same philosophy: we never put money ahead of people. Stop in, have your vehicle serviced or repaired, and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs, too, on approved credit. We have a couple different arms to help you out with that. Ask any of your service consultants or one of my service managers, and they're all happy to help you out. It's pretty quick and easy, and you can use it over and over again for service and repair, and it gives you 6 months with no interest, which is nice. Stop in and take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis, along with our free shuttle rides to or from work or home, low-cost rental vehicles. We're always here to help out at all four locations. Go to westautomotivegroup.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. That's at westautomotivegroup.com. All you got to do is click on it and give us a follow. We send out little tips and all kinds of cool stuff throughout the week, so good stuff. You can also click on Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 news. Different times during the week. You can check that all out there. It goes right to the YouTube channel if you missed them. Or you can click on Auto Talk, and we podcast all our shows there on our page, so they're available. Or you can pick up the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. Just jump on there, put in the Answer San Diego 1170, weekend shows, and you'll find us right there, Auto Talk Radio, and you can take us with you any place that you go. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But go to westautomotivegroup.com and see all about us, make appointments, etc., for all four locations, or grab a phone number, or whatever you need to. Good stuff. Anyway. Talking about tires, right, Kevin? Fun stuff.
Tires.
Yeah. Oh, Brendan said that he thought that I said that people that work for companies are the ones that then put the information out there. That's not what I was saying. I'm saying that companies do hire people that are very smart to try to sometimes circumvent their systems so they can in-house then, you know, make them better. Same thing, car companies have people working for them doing the same thing.
Right.
But I don't think they're the ones that put the information out there. That's somebody else out there that's as smart as that person that's working for those companies.
To be honest, though, these employees that work with the car companies, there's only one piece of paper, an NDA, that's telling them you can't do it. And honestly, they could possibly leak that information out still.
There's a lot of legal ramifications if you do so.
Yes, exactly. But so, you have to get caught, obviously.
You do have to get caught. That's true.
I'm not saying let's do it, people, please. I'm begging you not to do that kind of stuff because the last thing I want is more crime in America.
Well, yeah.
Having to deal with all
nobody
that
wants
kind
their car
stuff.
Stolen.
Exactly. But I'm saying. I'm saying there's still that possibility that somebody could possibly do that. That's working within the company.
Oh, there's always a possibility. There's no question about that for sure.
Honda and Kia right now, they're a hot selling car, but I bet there's a lot of them they sell for body parts and stuff like that, huh?
Probably. I would presume that's what it's about. It's not like you can't keep a car you stole. No. I mean, what are you going to do with it? So the only way to do anything with it is to strip it apart and sell it. Yeah. I mean, the body industry, obviously, I mean, there's a lot of people that I do know using like a used fender or something like that. Insurance companies do that often, you know, and then obviously a quality body shop buys it from a supplier that, you know, but there could be somebody out there that's buying parts off these people, strip that, and then they're selling them to body shops is what they're doing.
Right.
And there's not, there's not a government agency that's regulating these shops either, right?
No, but a lot of car parts now have VIN numbers on them.
Right.
Especially body parts.
And that's helpful somewhat, but there's still body shops
if somebody figures it out.
Around it.
Yeah. Well, and body shops they don't know. I mean, they're not like checking every VIN number of something that they get. They're not stuff like that because they come from, so it wouldn't be a body shop doing it. It'd be somebody out there that's buying cars, chopping them, and selling them to like parts to wrecking yards, and then wrecking yard some, and it would have to be a wrecking yard that's buying. Somebody's on the slide somewhere, but it's not a body shop thing.
Wrecking yard is what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah. So you never know. So it's just one of those things. But I don't know. You have to be careful with your car. So hopefully nobody's doing that. Let's grab a Jasper real quick in San Diego. Good morning, Jasper.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to get your guys' opinion on the current vehicle market. The reason for the call is because I have a former coworker. She's in retirement age now, and she's looking to get her final vehicle, more or less. And she's always liked smaller cars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, something that we've always had in common because I like smaller cars too, but the market just they don't exist anymore. And I get it, you know, like you can get the same gas mileage out of larger cars now. But, you know, not everybody wants a large vehicle. So mm-hmm. just trying to get your guys' thoughts on.
What type of smaller car do you have or did she have or does she have?
She had a Honda Fit.
Okay. That's a little car.
And and so, you know, just something, cause she's, you know, just, smaller lady. And, that's just what she's always felt comfortable with. And she was showing me pictures of her old cars and she had this really nice, like, 80s Civic hatchback before that.
Yep.
And it's just now there's nothing like that on the market. And
yeah, and so, there's nothing really that small. I mean, you still can get, like, the Honda Civic. You know, is still a smaller car, but it's not as small as like those.
Yeah, those things are like as big as a Honda Accord was back when I was a kid.
Exactly. That's exactly the truth. And the Honda Accord's even bigger. So,
exactly.
I don't, you know, trying to think of, we own a bunch of Kia Souls. I mean, they're kind of small cars, but you'd have to like that kind of car. They're like a cross SUV little car,
like,
you know?
Kind of like the Scion XB from a few years ago.
Correct. So I'm trying to think of something. Little Fiats are pretty small. So
I don't think they make those new anymore.
I don't think so either. But
about that little BMW thing?
Oh, yeah, the X1.
The Mini?
The X1, BMW X1 it's called, which is a hybrid. It's a pretty small little car. You are right about that.
Yeah, we were teachers, so it's not like she's trying to keep it as economical as possible.
And that car's not real expensive when you talk about BMW. It's not. It's probably the least expensive car they have, so it's not crazy. Actually, I think it's under 50 grand, to be honest with you. So
okay, and they make those new?
Yes, they still make those cars, yeah. It might be something to look at. It's pretty small, too. It reminds me of...
The smart car.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Mini Cooper's bigger than it is. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I did check one of the dealerships up north. It looks like they still do make the small three door.
Okay.
But they had like one. But
yeah,
even those are like over 30 grand now. That's just the way the market is now. But I guess in the bigger picture, it doesn't look like small cars are ever going to make a comeback. I guess, again, it's just because you can get the same gas mileage out of larger cars now.
Well, and you know what? It just depends on the market. You know, you would have thought back that people are not going... I mean, we went through a whole gas phase where everything was small and, you know, they tried to...
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just depends on what happens.
I've read all about it. It's... like Europe, it seems like smaller cars are still pretty popular.
Yeah, I agree. If you travel to Europe, a lot of places are very compact. So having a smaller car has two things. You know, it's good on gas mileage, but also easy to put somewhere, right? I mean, versus you wouldn't want to drive an F-350 Ford pickup truck around in a lot of places over there. You'd have to keep driving. You'd never be able to park it. So it's all dependent on demand and what they need, but so you never know. But yeah, as of currently, I don't foresee that, and unfortunately the market for cars right now, cost wise there's nothing cheap out there, especially new. It is what it is. The one thing I can tell you is the quality of cars are way better than it was in the 70s and 80s, though, that's for sure. So
but you know, when she never had any issues with any of her Hondas, so
they've always been good cars. They really have.
Same for Toyota also.
Correct.
But I get it. Thanks for your guys' thoughts on this.
No problem. Anytime, and thanks for listening, and you have a wonderful, safe weekend, and wish your friend the best on finding exactly what works for her.
Okay, thanks again.
Take care. Great question when it comes to cars. You need to think about it. I mean, all cars are bigger. Like, so the Ford Ranger I drive is used to be like in the 80s. It's the size of like an F-150 was, right?
I like driving a little car around, dude.
You're still in a Saturn.
I know.
You like that little Saturn, don't you? You just put a transmission in it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was it that? Is it an SL2, SL1?
SL2.
Two, yeah. That always confused me on Saturns, the difference between an SL1 and SL2.
Well, the SL1 is...
It's nothing to do with the engine or
anything. Two-door.
Oh, is it dual cam also? The other was single cam? Oh, it wasn't.
Okay. They're both 1.9 liters, but one's single overhead cam, one's dual overhead cam.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Very cool. All right, folks, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Yes, we're on break. We're talking with Brendan. Comes up on the TV. 2035. Abandoned gas-powered vehicles in California.
Woohoo.
Actually, let's make that clear. Ban the sale of new gas-powered vehicles. Not right. The vehicle you're driving right now. So
say that. Good luck.
The gas and diesel sales of vehicles in California in 2034 will be off the chart if that's still in effect when we get there.
Yeah.
If it's still in effect. Now, go out and buy your electric car so they can crash the whole infrastructure.
The whole power grid.
The whole power grid.
Now, I was out unplugging cars last night to make sure that didn't happen.
Kevin's stopping at every charge station and just unplugging cars.
Blink, blink,
blink, blink.
I still got to get you.
Now, that will be funny.
I'd rather use the air conditioner than an electric car, so.
I still got to get you my sister's boyfriend, still. I remember just now.
I don't want your sister's boyfriend.
No. He works for Rivian, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. We are going to have him call in. That's right.
Yeah, I forgot. I'll talk to him again this week and see what we can do.
That'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be a great show. We should do that. Interesting enough, though, that we're talking about this, they're saying dozens of states likely to follow California's lead as far with the car thing.
That's most things, to be fair. Like we are usually the ones that do a certain law, and then other states will be like, oh, that's not a bad idea. We should try that out. And I don't know, it's because, like, again, our economy in California is pretty good. Like, if we were all by ourselves independent, I think we were told that we were like the third best economy in the entire world. I'm thinking of that, if I remember right.
So, what?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I gotta look it up again one more time.
Brendan's spreading lies.
I think they're spreading lies so that we just believe it.
Oh, yeah. No. Here we go.
Our economy's still pretty strong in terms of our state. So, henceforth, why?
Then why are they taxing the crap out of us then if it's so great?
There you go.
That's how they're making the economy great.
That's how they're making the economy great.
Yeah, but nobody's got any money then.
Okay. We're not going down this way. Anyways, back to the bans and sale of gas-powered cars by 2035. But I think there's a lot of states that won't, like Wyoming, probably Arizona. You know, there's several states that won't follow that. So, and it's probably going to change before 2035. So, you know, once again, in what is it right now? We're 2022, so we got what, 13 years? 13 years?
Technology is going to change, hopefully.
But 13 years, they're going, they want everything to sound a bit. They can't even get the chargers at the mall to work. They all got them in, man, and they don't work. None of them are online.
What are you talking about?
So the electric car chargers, most of them, like at the mall, like at the mall at North County Fair, there's a whole slew of them they put in. They're not usable.
Why not?
I don't know. They're not online. Nobody turned them on.
You know what's funny is I go by that mall over there. I think the only thing holding that mall up right now is the 24-hour fitness.
No, well, yeah, I don't know if you know, but where Sears was, Costco's going in there.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, so really the only dead thing in that mall is, I mean, JCPenney's is still at the other end. So Sears left, and then Nordstrom's is not there anymore. But other than that, everything else is still there.
Do you know if that Costco's going to have a gas station with it too, or probably not?
Not that I saw. I didn't see any mention of that when I was So
it'd still take you a half hour to get into a gas station at Costco anyway.
Yeah, let's hope there's no gas station there, because, man, is a nightmare.
Yeah, but you know what? They're putting in so many Costcos lately that the Costcos are easy to get in and out of anymore.
Well, they're designing them better, that's for sure. But there's a lot of cars in the parking lot at a Costco usually.
Yes.
There's a lot. So, I mean, regardless of how easy it is to get in and out. But they do have a lot of parking there for sure also that they never use. So, one of those things. One of those things for sure. So, anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with the whole car thing, but we'll see. It's all good, right? I mean, you know,
it's not all good. I would say it's terrible.
That's terrible.
We have such a high demand for cars that the computer chip shortage is having an issue with that. and then this whole electric vehicle and every company having to switch what they were originally planning to do and having to go over to EVs now, it's just been a hassle and a half to deal with the whole thing. So
yeah. Well,
I'm hoping no other states follow us.
I don't know in 13 years that the infrastructure for the grid and all that here in California will be up to this.
No, definitely not.
It's needs a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. So we'll see, right? It's not my responsibility. I just get to watch and talk about it.
I know. I was going to say, you just fixed the cars.
I just fixed the cars. Yeah. So, you know, and I won't be able to fix your electric car when the problem is that it won't go nowhere because when you plug it in, the grid's down and it won't charge. I'll just be able to tell you, well, either that or I could get some really big generators at each of our locations and charge a lot for you plug in and we'll charge your car when you need it. That'd be a repair.
Are you actually thinking of investing in that now?
Generators?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Not yet. But if it becomes a great idea, I might do it. You never know. So.
Yeah.
But charging stations, probably be putting those in. Yep. Probably. Yep. One of those things. So, because we're going to be working on electric cars and we'll need to be able to charge them. And a fast charger is better whenever you're working on an electric car. That way you can charge it up and get to diagnosing, repairing, doing whatever you need to do. So the answer to that is yes, we will have those. So we will contribute to the grid going down regularly. That's what we're going to do.
Cool.
With everybody else. All good. All right. I do want to remind you this morning, 1-888-344-1170, anything automotive related. Especially if you want to talk about electric EVs, we're here to talk to you about them. Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock nor sell any other battery as far as that goes at the West Automotive Group because they are the number one technician battery recommended worldwide. So that's why we recommend them. If you need a battery for any vehicle needs, just hop on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. They truly have a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries. So talking about tires this morning and replacing them, determining if it's time to replace your tires. Brendan states you can just get an app and it'll take a picture of the tire and it'll do it for you, which I do believe is true. But to determine whether you need new tires, do some simple checks on your current set. Take a penny. We talked about this. Edge in the groove, each tire. Insert the edge of the penny in the tread upside down, the top of good old Honest Abe's noggin going in first. If the top of Lincoln's head is covered by tread, that means you still have an acceptable and safe amount of tread. Like I said, I go with the 4:30 seconds rule instead of the 2:30 seconds rule. That is Lincoln's head is the 2:30 seconds rule. But you do need to do this test at various points around the tire. And you need to get a good look at the surface of the complete tire. If tires do wear, and depending on alignment and stuff, can wear kind of more on one side, in the middle, cupped, whatever. So you need to get a really good look at them to make sure that you're being safe. Check the edge of the tire so they don't show excessive wear. Tire pressure is correct. As far as that goes, tire pressure is very important. All newer vehicles for quite a few years have the manufacturer's recommended tire pressure for that vehicle, make and model. On the door, there's a sticker. You should follow that. One of those things. One of the things you got to be careful with tires if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle that's all-wheel drive. Or four-wheel drive, different size tires will create a big issue on the vehicle. So you want to be very careful. Even like too worn out, too brand new in the front, too. Some vehicles like that, like the X-Drive BMWs, things like that, you have two very worn tires in the rear, put two new tires in the front, that you create transfer case issues with those and noises, right?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Because the rolling circumference of the rear tires is shorter than the brand new front tires, which is true. So some good tire stuff there for sure. All right, let's take Carol in Scripps Ranch. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Brian. It's hard for me to talk about. It's like I just had a death in the family because my car that I've called you about many times, 1999 Buick Regal,
mm-hmm.
218,000 miles. It finally, the engine froze, locked up. It's no good. But my question is, I kept really good care of that car. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have fairly good tires with alloy wheels that what parts would be good. How can I get some money out of that car as somebody that can maybe tow it away? And I'm not sure what sources to use, but a new car, another car is not in my budget at all. So I'm just trying to figure out how to get some money out of this if gotcha. Possible.
Well, you can call Pick Apart. They will buy cars from you.
Yes.
And they're here in San Diego. They used to be called Ecology, then Pick Apart Bottom. They're a big auto salvaging company.
Right.
And they will come out and they will buy the vehicle from you and they'll tow it away no charge. So
I'm familiar with that company and I have called a couple other people, but they throw out numbers like just $200. I'm trying to get a little bit more because, like I say, the wheels alone that I just bought, I just put in rack and pinion steering, believe it or not.
Oh,
I was
no.
up in the mountains, and it went out in March, and I had to redo all that. So, but the tires and the alloy wheels, I think somebody would look at that. But I will call Pick Apart, but like I say, I've called a few places, and I'm just trying to get a little bit more.
Yeah, unfortunately, because of the age of the vehicle, there's not a big calling for collision parts to like body shops. So so what they're offering, because what they do is they're going to disassemble the car. They're going to sell what parts they can. The
right.
rest of it just goes to scrap metal. So there's not a big calling for those cars as far as because there's not a ton of them left on the road that are in body shops getting repaired. So the parts have less of a calling. Therefore, they don't put a big value on them. I do know, I mean, you don't have the old stock rims and tires, do you, that you took off the
vehicle? No, that's what I'm saying. I have the new, they're a few years old, uh-huh. alloy wheels. I replaced the wheels and the tires. I just bought two new tires just a short time ago because
gotcha.
I kept my car in really good shape. So the wheels with the tires are worth quite a bit, and that has nothing to do with the age of the car.
True. Yeah, unfortunately. But you would have to find somebody that's interested in those. Obviously, you could try to sell parts off the car yourself, but that's quite a tedious thing, and your neighbors usually don't appreciate it.
No, so. I wouldn't do that. No, I hear it. I live in a cul-de-sac in Scripps Ranch, and so it wouldn't be practical.
No.
I was thinking of maybe putting an ad in OfferUp or something, or do you have any?
You could do that. Just be careful. Obviously, there's a lot of scams out there, and you just need to be careful, you know, in dealing with people in the public.
Yeah.
But you could put it on Craigslist for, you know, and just put that the engine's bad, but the rest of the car's good. And there may
right.
be somebody, I've seen people before, they're like, oh, I have a Buick. I want that Buick, and then I'm going to put my stuff on there, on that Buick, you know, or whatever. So
you never know.
You never know.
Do you have a person at Pick Apart, or I know they have a couple locations there across
no,
the street
they,
from each
they,
other.
They have one office that deals with all of that in San Diego, and then they
okay.
send the location out to the tow truck driver from wherever they need to, whatever yard or that. It's quite a big enterprise. So just call their office. They're going to ask you questions like, are there original catalytic converters on the car, things like that that they want to know for price. So
okay.
Yeah, a lot of times
Brian.
They pay the best.
Okay, I appreciate it.
No problem, Carol. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes you put money in a car, you have a great car, and then all of a sudden an engine on that car would be too expensive to put. It's not worth it. So, I know you. You're Saturn. You'd put a motor in her.
Well,
Kevin loves his Saturn. He's in love with that car, but... But, you know, cost-wise, it's going to be expensive to put a motor in that car.
Unless you're going out to look for a car that you've got to have and you love and, you know, I mean, blah, blah, blah. My thought is why not just keep the one I got? Because I'm going to get into more money when I start buying and, yeah.
True. But at some point, you have to, let's face it, my truck, the F-250 had 400,000 miles on it, right?
Yeah.
And it was driving fine. But at some point, I'm going to have to start putting a bunch of money. I mean, that was the original motor in that truck. So it's going to need a motor. I start looking and I'm like, well, gas mileage wise and that, you know, saved. So I don't need to tow anymore. I might as well buy a new truck, a littler truck like the Ranger I bought.
Well,
step down.
Well, sometimes it was something you wanted.
Correct.
So, I mean.
Well, not only that, but I'm telling you what I'm saving in gas over that truck.
Oh.
is well worth the money spent on buying a new truck, because I would have had also put a motor in it.
You're probably making
bad gas mileage and a motor.
You're
doesn't
probably making
add up.
Your truck payment with the gas you're saving.
Probably, yes. Close to it, I would say. Yeah, the lot that this truck gets a lot better gas mileage. A lot. That was a 97 F-250 5.4-liter four-wheel drive. So, and now this is four-wheel drive Ford Ranger, but 2.3 liter EcoBoost. I love that little motor, man. It's got almost as much pep as the F-250 had.
Well, no torque. I mean, it don't have the torque.
No, but I don't tow with it. So, no. But it's definitely got the get up and go, sir. It'll get you up and go, sir.
Right.
Yep, it does for sure. So anyway, good stuff. Good stuff. So you just got to make a decision. What is financially the best sometimes? And I'm glad I bought my truck when I did. I bought it in October 2020 before the chip thing really hit the fan. So as far as that goes, and then before the gas price went up, and you know, so there was still cars to be had then.
Right.
Right after that, and starting into 2021 is when we ran into a problem running out of cars, et cetera, and chips, things like that. So, but an option on tires is don't replace all four tires unless you absolutely have to. Well, and this that goes well on vehicles that are not all-wheel drive, like we discussed. The front tires of the car will often wear out faster than the rear tires. That's especially on front-wheel drives because they're the drive tires. And it's especially true if you don't rotate your tires during vehicle's life. I rotate my tires every other oil change.
I try to.
That way they get even wear. When it's time to replace, I want to replace all four of them. It's really the best. I don't buy this theory. I mean, you don't have to if two are okay. But if you don't rotate them, then you will end up with two good tires and two bad tires.
Besides that, then you get vibrations and the tires get chopped. And
you do. And the nice thing is on if you're running a vehicle that has a straight axle in the rear and an independent suspension in the front, by rotating them, they'll wear back semi-flat if you keep them rotated. And there starts to get a little bit of cupping in them from the alignment or the suspension, you know. So you can keep them semi-good all the way through until you wear them to the ground.
Yes.
So as far as that goes, I do believe in this. Other big brands are not always the best value. So some tires, you know, you can just depends. Offshore, really cheap ones aren't the best value either because they cup real bad or they start to separate.
I'm not going to say it, but I ended up buying cheaper tires for my S10.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to, but that was the only thing.
That was the only thing available because of what's been going on
for
with
the
parts.
For the size that I wanted, that was the only thing available. I can't think of the Linglongs or something like that. And it was funny. I seen a YouTube video. And this guy's like, I've done a lot of things, but I've never bought tires called Linglongs. And I was like,
yeah,
I'm there now too.
What are the tires on my truck?
I don't know.
The ones we put on all the shuttle and everything.
Oh,
they came out.
They're Korean tires. They're
Are they Korean or
I think they're Korean.
They're amazing tires, though. I love those tires. They wear a long time. They're great performance.
That's
they're
what
good
I don't
tires.
Understand about them Linglongs. They've actually done well. They haven't really cupped.
Yeah.
Not that I want to go out and look for another set of them, but.
Yep. So a good listener of ours, Steve, to go back on the caller, gentleman we spoke to about smaller cars, it made some good points he sent to me. Most smaller cars are not made because of safety items, too. That's another reason why safety issues, which is a good point that I did not make, smaller cars, you can park anywhere, fun to drive, economical, performance to a point, easy to wash, take up less space in a garage. Good points that he made. The Chevy Cruze is a small kind of car. The Saturn SE2s like Kevin has, that's a small car. He said he loved both of them. Geo Metro back in the day. Remember the three-cylinder Geo Metro? Was that a Geo Metro?
You know what? Just getting around town, that was a little car.
It's a great little car.
It wasn't good for the freeway, though, because it would wind out because of the low. It only had a 3-speed tranny in it. Well, if you got the automatic one. People tend to over rev them and blow them up on the freeway because they weren't made for going 80 mile an hour. They were made for 55 and around town. And gas. You probably got about 70 miles to the gallon in it.
Yeah, that's probably about right, huh? For sure. It's just very innocent. There's a car called a POP50. It's like a little. They don't sell them here. It's And one of the Fiats was one of the smallest. And BMW Isetta. That's an ugly little car, three-wheeled thing. The Go-Go Dart. Anyway, multiple things out there available for sure. Yes, Hankooks are the tires that I run on my truck. Yeah,
that was the name of them.
Hankooks, yeah. They're really good quality tires and not, you know, some of the Bridgestones and other ones are very, very, very expensive as far as that goes. So just one of those things, some good stuff. But yeah, just to throw in on the size of a car, safety issues is another one, why they've made cars a little bigger here and there. They can protect you better.
Yes.
So when add more features to them.
Well, even look at the Prius, dude. The Prius is bigger than it used to be.
It is, yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, just the back of it, looking at the taillights. That's a
small car, though.
Yeah.
Semi-small, but yeah. Not the nicest looking car, but...
No.
But for sure. All right, everybody out there, we do appreciate you joining us here at Auto Talk Radio and everybody that called in to be part of the show. You help make the show great, and we appreciate that. We appreciate you listening. That's why Brendan allows us to enter the building every Saturday, because he says people are listening. That's what he keeps telling me. So, I believe you, Brendan. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for believing me.
Somebody has to. Anyway, all good. San Diego and everybody out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. This has been Auto Talk Radio. We will be back next Saturday, as always, live from 7 to 8 a.m. We enjoy all of you, like I said, being part of the show. Listening to us here on the AM 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Until next week, this has been Auto Talk Radio. We'll catch you next Saturday.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.